Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Today I'm with someone who I consider a friend for more years than a lot of you have been born. His name is Smitty Pignatelli. He was a state rep. Then he, after I don't know, he'll tell you how many years, he was in political life, and then he regained the census, and now he's out here with the rest of us loonies. But all kidding aside, what he's done for not only his district, but for Western Mass and Massachusetts will go down in the annals of great politicians and great caring for the people. I know it's a unique concept today, but he learned from his father, Mr. Pignatelli, and his wonderful, beautiful mother, they have a great family. But what he's doing right now, and I'm going to embarrass him, then he'll yell at me afterwards, but it's not unusual. He is bringing the Vietnam traveling wall to Lenox in July. And we're going to talk about that. And also, he's having a monument constructed to pay tribute to the Gold Star families, who so often we forget. And I try not to, but these are labors of love. They just, trust me, if it's anything, it's costing him money. So without further ado, Fourgua, soup du jour, my friend and just an all-around great guy, Smitty Pignatelli.
Great to be here with you, Bill. Great to be here with you as always. And I always appreciate your support and friendship over the years. So,
well, you know, through the years, you've always delivered for people who in need of intervention with state bureaucracies. And, you know, we could go a long list of people that you have helped and sometimes the most desperate of times, you know. But I have to ask you this. Do you miss the drive to Boston?
Not at all. Not really? At all. I had to go down there a couple weeks ago for something, and I actually forgot how long it took and far it was. But to do that for 22 years, that's the one part about it I don't miss. I miss a lot of the people. I made a lot of great friends down there. Yep. I still stay in contact with several of them. I don't miss the politics, and I don't miss the drive. For me, as you know, it was always about public service and not self-service. But I'm just so fearful that the politics of today, at every level of government, is more self-service. What can I do to make myself look good and not help the people that were there to represent? And so I had a great run. I mean, 40 years in elected office, 22 in the legislature. I'm very proud of the work that we've been able to do and accomplish. But it was time to turn the page and start a new chapter.
Yeah, and you know, you have a saying, and when I have people come and tell me, oh, I think I'm going to run for office, first of all, I say, do you know what that means? It's, you know, like city council isn't just Tuesday night.
That's right.
You have a wonderful saying, and I would share it right up with the Tip O'Neill sayings that I share with people. And that is, if we do our job every day, we don't have to worry about election day.
And I always believe that, and I've told my staff that. And the thing I'm very proud of after 22 years in the legislature, every single year, my team, every single person that ever worked in my office, we all get together for the holidays.
How cool.
And it's just kind of that brand loyalty, but the lessons I try to teach them that, you know, whatever job you're in, whether it's in politics or private sector or whatever, just do your job, you know, and everything else will work out. And I always believed to myself that if I did my job every day, I didn't have to worry about the next election.
That's right.
And if I lost the election, I really misread my daily duties. So I just focused on the daily duties and try to make an impact on people's lives. And don't get me wrong, I never took an election for granted, but I really believe that at the end of the day, we can agree to disagree on some particular topics. But when you go into that voting booth and you say, okay, Smitty Pignatelli, Well, I didn't like what he did on this or that, but boy, he was there for me on these other things. I'm going to fill in that circle again. That's all I cared about.
Yeah.
That's all I cared about. And the politics of today is, it's not just a Tuesday night meeting twice a month or a Wednesday selectmen's meeting once or twice a month. It's a daily activity that you
Yeah.
have to do to serve and represent the people that elected you. And I like to think I did that pretty well for a long time.
And I have to agree because I won't get into specifics, but I know people who, and as I said, in one of them in the most desperate time of need in their lives, up against the bureaucracy of this Commonwealth, they went to you, and within a matter of a couple hours, the problem was solved. They could sleep, they could breathe. I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm not going to comment on politics because I've tried to stay in the middle of that. But I will tell you, I wished some adults would get on the stage on both sides. But that's just.
Well, I've told you before, Bill, that when I first got onto the legislature in 2003, I would walk into the chairperson of Ways and Means, and there was a sign on his desk, and it said, "Are you here to tell me a problem, or are you offering a solution?" And I never forgot that because it forced me to rethink why I was going in to see the chairperson and not just to complain. So what I see today with politics is they're all standing up and telling you what the problem is,
Nobody
but I
else.
haven't heard one person offer a solution yet.
No.
And that's what frustrates me. Now, I'll say that Republicans and Democrats,
Oh, me too. Me too.
you can tell me the problem or you can offer a solution. I'd rather have you offer me a solution than just complain about things. And that's what frustrates me a little bit. But like I say, we're doing some good things in the civilian life, trying to make
Yeah.
a difference in the Berkshires. And as you know, I'm very bullish on the Berkshires as a whole. And the Vietnam Wall that you mentioned,
Yeah.
it's coming to Lenox, but I think it's coming to the Berkshires.
That's how I tell people. It's coming to Berkshire County.
It's coming to the Berkshires. And you're a decorated Vietnam veteran yourself, but there's 58,000 names engraved on this wall. And 27 of them were from Berkshire County. And I was going through the list the other day. The oldest one from Berkshire County was 33 years old. The youngest one was 17.
Yeah.
And when I saw that 17-year-old, I got thinking about my own self at 17. What the heck was I doing? Never
Yeah.
mind, being shipped off, what, 16, 18,000 miles from home. And just landed in a place I never heard of at 17 years old, and God rest his soul, never came home. So that's what this tribute is all about. It's coming. It's going to be located in Lenox, but it's for the Berkshires.
Everyone. And that's why we're doing this program, this and that, the Vietnam Wall, but also in September, I believe it's September. Smitty's got all the dates. Don't go by what I tell you because most of you know by now I'm a little goofy. But the Gold Star families, bringing the Vietnam Wall, it's a team effort. And he'll get, and Smitty gives credit to his team. But I remember, I want to just refresh people's memory. Guy's name was Kraft. He owned some football team. And he had a marvelous quarterback who either retired or left or whatever. And the team kind of has been wandering since. Just saying. Just don't send me hate mail. So captain of this, the quarterback of this team is Smitty. In the Gold Star family, while he's no longer in the state house, he hasn't slowed up a bit. Now he just has more time to devote to Lenox rather than 4 hours on the turnpike going. But let's get some dates out, please, folks. Don't worry. We're going to give you a couple of dates. We're going to give you times. If you don't have a pencil, you don't have a pen. Don't worry. We're going to do it several times during this broadcast.
What we're doing, Bill, is that the wall will arrive on July 10th, actually 2 weeks from today,
Right.
July 10th. We have the sheriff and is extremely helpful. We're going to have an escort. We're going to meet at the Big Y supermarket in Lee, right off of the turnpike. Anybody who would like to be part of the escort is more than welcome to join us, provided they're there, say, by 8 o'clock in the morning, so we can get all lined up. The sheriff has organized local police, the state police, some local fire departments.
Wow.
Neil Raymond from Lee, who is a retired state policeman and a member of the Legion Riders, a motorcycle group.
Great guy.
He's spearheading those efforts, and I think there's a new branch in Sheffield and North Adams. So if it's a day like today with no rain, I could envision 100 motorcycles
Yeah.
escorting this wall up here. So when the wall arrives, we'll meet at the Big Y. We'll get right on the road up through Lee, up through Lenox, and to the War Memorial Baseball Field at 65 High Street in Lenox, where we will then have to get it assembled. It'll be open to the public that day. And then on the very next day, July 11th, Friday, we're going to have I think, a wonderful ceremony starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, of which, Bill, you're going to be one of our guest speakers. And I think it's so important because when I made contact with the Traveling Wall folks a few years ago when it was up in Dalton, I said, "What do we have to do to get it back to the Berkshires?" And he
Yeah.
said, "Well, we'll put you on the list." And then it was about maybe 8, 9 months ago, I got a call saying, "How's July 10th to the 13th of 2025?" I didn't even look at the calendar,
Yeah, no
but I
worries.
said yes. And then I started pulling a team together to make this thing happen. So what I really find interesting, though, Bill, and you've been extremely helpful to me, just because of your own experience in Vietnam, is that Vietnam veterans, especially the combat veterans, this wall visiting the Berkshires this year has taken on a different feeling for them. And after talking to so many veterans in the last couple of
Yeah.
months, as you know, Bill, the average age of a Vietnam veteran today is 78 years old. 390 Vietnam veterans are dying every single day in America.
Yes.
And so I've made that kind of somewhat of an analogy. I hate to use that word in a
Yep.
way, but World War II veterans live to be 90 to 105. Korean War veterans, 85 to 95. The combat Vietnam veterans, if they make it to 85, they're considered very blessed and lucky to have lived that long. So I think it's taken on a whole new meaning. But some of the stories that you have, and we have two other wonderful speakers lined up for that day as well, these are stories that the next generation of people need to understand, because how you were treated when you returned to America, when you returned to Berkshire County, in hindsight, is embarrassing and deplorable. And I think we owe you a greater debt of gratitude than you received when you came home. And I wrote a letter to the editor, last month
Yeah,
about
very nice.
World War II veterans came home to ticker tape parades. We made peace in the world. The war to end all wars was World War II. And as you know, I'm named after my dad's best
Yeah.
friend, who was killed in that war at 19 years of age. But then 5 years later, the Korean War breaks out. And that's why it's considered the forgotten war, because World War II was supposed to end all the wars, and here we were back in the mix again. So they returned somewhat quietly to America as well. But how you were treated when you came back home, and I've heard stories from multiple veterans at different occasions. They were so blessed and grateful to be back on American soil. They would get off the plane at an airport and in uniform, which was a requirement at
Right.
that time, were spit upon, or derogatory remarks were made to them, and they have sacrificed so much. But now, as they're getting older and maybe seeing their own vulnerability, that the stories need to be shared. And I think it's our obligation to forever preserve the heroism, the patriotism of all of our veterans, but the Vietnam War veterans, and what this wall is all about. And if you've never been to Washington, and I know you have, Bill,
Oh, yeah.
or anybody who's listening or watching this show, if you've never been to Washington to see the actual Vietnam Wall, this is as close as you're going to get.
Absolutely.
And if you're not moved by just looking at this wall, by looking at the names, and I say to the young people all the time, you don't have to know a single name on that wall to feel the impact and the magnitude of what these soldiers went through. So I'm honored to be part of a team. And, you know, I may be the captain of this team, but like you say, no good idea can come to fruition without building a team.
That's right.
And I put together a great group of volunteers. We raised the money privately to get it here. And I'm going to be very, this is going to be a proud moment for the Berkshires in memory of those 27 young men that gave their lives during Vietnam.
Yeah, I get emotional thinking of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good friends' names on that wall. You know, as I will say in my speech, one minute we were together chit-chatting, and the next minute they were gone.
Just like that.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're a young kid, your own mortality never comes. Now I'm an old man now. I think I'm dying every day. And Roseanne got a hole in the backyard, the Polish princess. She's going to put me down and then plant flowers. But when I came home, one of the most traumatic things that I had happen was in the Seattle airport. We came back in through Fort Lewis. And we're going, and this guy had a big gulp. They were like from 7-Eleven, the big gulps. And he hurled it, and I didn't see it coming because it was just almost by him. And he hurled it and got me here in my head. And I'll never forget, the escort said to me, "Sarge, let it go. You want to go home?" Because, you know, but you're right. But I have to also give you a plus story. I was at Guido's one day selling poppies, and I had my Vietnam veteran's hat on. So lo and behold, this really beautiful lady got out of her car, and she come up to me and she said, "Can I just apologize to you?" And I said, "Sure. What'd I do?" And she said, "No, it was me. When I was in college, I was in all the riots. I said all the bad things about the veterans. But now I'm older, and I got the real story. You were the heroes. The politicians were the villains." And with that, she said, "Can I give you a hug?" Well, I'm old. I'm not dead. You know, I said, "Absolutely." We had a hug. And then she gave me a $50 bill and took my poppies.
Now, I think coming, you know, as we get older, we appreciate things more, a little bit better. But, you know, I also believe that, Bill, that, and I said this to my staff all these years too, is that don't listen to just one side of the story.
That's right.
There's always two sides to a story, and your obligation is to listen to both sides or learn about both sides and then formulate your opinion. And I think what was happening back then is that it was a war that nobody wanted to be in. We probably didn't think we should be in.
Right.
But you know what? We didn't want to be in World War II either.
No.
We were a very passive country prior to World War II. But then when Pearl Harbor got attacked, that changed the narrative in America dramatically.
Absolutely.
We wanted nothing to do with fighting that war in Europe until we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. So we heard a different side of the story at that point, and then America made a collective decision to be unified and going forward. I think during the Vietnam era, and I was just a kid, don't get me wrong, but I remember sitting at the dinner table, and my father would ask us, you know, I'm not sure if families have those round table conversations anymore at dinner, but my father would ask me, I'm like 6, 7, 8 years old, "What do you think about the situation in Southeast Asia?" And I go, "Where the heck is that?" You know,
that near Stockbridge.
That's right, down near Great Barrington.
Yeah,
but it. I knew that my mom or dad were going to ask me again at tomorrow night's dinner or the following week's dinner. So I had to do my homework. So people need to do their homework, do their research, and just don't take one person's opinion as the Bible.
Exactly.
And I think that's what didn't happen during the Vietnam era. But as we get older, and as you guys And with all due respect, you guys, because of how you were treated, I believe you internalized an awful lot. Those stories are starting to come out now. And I think that's critically important going forward. And I think people's minds are changing because of that. And I think that's really more important than ever.
That and I will tell you about that wall. While that wall is in Lenox, the ground that it sits on, I'm going to look at it as hallowed ground, sacred ground, because as I said, I know too many names on that wall, and they're the real heroes. That this visit of this wall is not about us, the living. It's about them who sacrificed, as the song said, all gave some, but they gave it all.
That's right.
And they gave it, and like I said earlier in the show, and I don't mean to belabor this, it's one of the, when I was sitting trying to compose something to say that would be sensical and that I could get through, because I don't do well with this stuff, believe me. He's seen me try to talk before. When you think of how fast life can go, and maybe that's why I do all the things I try to do, because I've seen it end right then. Two fire bases, Tomahawk and Ripcord were just really heavily hit. But the point was that everybody rallied. And that's what I look for in, from groups today. That's why I associate with Smitty, several others, Paul Mar, other people, Peter Mark, because they're ralliers. They rally people to do good. You know, anybody can sit there and complain. Believe me, I get it every day. And Smitty, I think what's most important about this wall is that when people look at it, it's historical and it's bought and paid for by the names on that wall.
That's right. And the folks like you who did your duty and were blessed to come home. So we can't forget that either. There's another veteran that's going to be speaking that day as well, who 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago would never have been, even wanted to do it. And the fact that he stepped forward is another indication that he's coming to his own realities there. But he said when it came to BCC in 1997, he said, "I went to visit the wall, but I went out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, because I didn't want to be there with other people around." He says, "And even then, and even today, when it comes here to the Berkshires, I will look at the wall, but I won't look at the names." And I go, why is that? He says, "I did 13 months in Vietnam. It was horrific. But when I left there, I do not want to see a name on that wall that, oh my God, that's the guy I served with." He doesn't want to think about or know about that the people he served with never made it out of there like he did. So it has a different meaning for
Everybody.
everybody. And I just think it's going to be special. And I hope that the Berkshires come out in
They
force
will.
because they, actually I'm doing research on the 27 guys, and I actually engaged the kids at McCann Tech.
Oh.
And they really did a lot of research on all 27 names. They put like 11 by 17 placards. They got them laminated in case it
Oh.
rains. They framed them. They put them on stakes. We're going to have each one of them on display. And I was reading some of the bios, and I'm thinking, here's a kid who's 17 years old who, never got married, never went to college, never had children, never walked his daughter down the aisle, but having a hard time finding surviving family members, because like I said, the average age is 78 today, so odds that your mom and dad are still alive are very, very
Yeah.
slim. Did they have a little baby sister or a little baby brother, whatever? I mean, so many of the 27 do not have any family members left in the Berkshires, but it doesn't mean we don't honor them and
That's right.
remember.
That and I think that's what Smitty is saying. It shouldn't it should be honorable, respectful, almost like in a church setting. Just thanking them for all they gave up. And I don't tell a lot of people this, but I volunteered. And why? Because I always considered, and I wish Smitty will appreciate this. Somebody asked me, well, what kind of a Democrat are you? I said, a JFK Democrat. Oh, you're a dinosaur. Well, I know that. No, I'm a dinosaur. But, I think back, why? Why? Because John Fitzgerald Kennedy set something in me that said, nothing is too big for us to overcome. We can put a man on the moon. Everything was positive, positive, positive. We got to work together. We got to work with each other. And that's what I'm praying and hoping for comes back, because every person on that wall had a dream. Every person.
Every single one. And if you drive through Lenox, I mean, another project that we've been working on is displaying banners to
Yes, yeah.
honor our veterans. And we just ordered 52 additional banners,
Oh.
or we have up to 100 now.
Wow.
But when you look at those faces, and I
Good.
specifically, my dad lived to be 95 years old. God rest his soul. And we have his banner in front of the Lenox Town Hall, where he spent probably 75 of the 95 years of
Yeah,
his
yeah.
life there. And and directly across the street is his best friend's banner. The guy he grew up with in Lenox, who named his son after him, and is the only picture my father ever had of Smitty. He is forever 19 years old.
Yeah.
So when you look at the two side by side in comparison, you say, you know what would they have done? Could they have been president of the United States? Could they have been a doctor, a lawyer, an electrician, a plumber, a radio host, a politician, whatever? We just got to work together on things. You call me the quarterback, but you can quarterback something. But when I put the team together, when I called you to say, hey, Bill, I want you to speak at this event,
Yeah.
I didn't ask you what your party affiliation was. When I got, Wayne Walton from LP Adams has been so generous
Nice
with his
person.
time, his intellect, and his staff. I didn't care what party he belonged to. We just got to be pulling in the same direction to stop
Yeah.
playing politics of life. And I think we can accomplish a great deal when we do that. We've got a great organization, a great group of volunteers, great speakers, the VFWs and the veterans organizations of the Berkshires have really rallied around this thing. Not one of them asked me, "Say, Smitty, are you a Democrat or Republican?" It's irrelevant.
It doesn't.
This
Yeah.
is public service.
At its finest, public service at its finest, because you're paying tribute to people who gave their in it sounds when you're talking about it, you say, oh yeah, well, I feel badly. I hope my speech touches you more than just feeling badly. Internalize what it is to be with someone right now, and then the next minute they're gone forever. And you were just chatting with them. You were just talking with them. The rockets come into the fire base. And all of a sudden there's an explosion. You look and say, "Holy crow! Emmerich was over there." Well, Emmerich's gone. Well, there you go.
I
We're gonna
always
have to take a break. Smitty, come back. I'm sorry, but
yep
before we do, he's gonna give you the dates and the times and everything one more time so you can write it down.
yep so it arrives on July 10th, Thursday. Part of the escort be at Big Y and Lee by 8 o'clock. We're going to get it set up and have a beautiful opening ceremony on Friday, July 11th at 11 a.m.
And again, when you come, want you to bring your children, want them, but just remember it's hallowed ground. So you use your own judgment. Smitty and I have had this conversation very quickly before. We need to bring, it's nice to know about ancient Greece and Rome, and but it's better to know World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Granada. I mean, there's so many things that are so much more current and that will help younger people make the determinations they have to make. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301, and we now broadcast down into Southern Berkshire. So please, all you folks that are hearing and viewing this, please set these dates and times aside. It will mean a lot to the families of those fallen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Living Recovery is a peer recovery support center located in downtown Pittsfield. We welcome all who have struggled with addiction or those affected by another's addiction.
What have you learned while being involved at Living in Recovery?
I can own my own recovery path.
What has been your experience at Living in Recovery?
It's a family.
What keeps you coming back to Living in Recovery?
The live events.
For more information on Living in Recovery, visit our website, livingrecoverypittsfield.org, or phone us at 413-570-8243.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. The good-looking guy is former State Representative Smitty Pignatelli. We are here today to talk about the Vietnam War, traveling wall that will be coming to Lenox through the efforts of Smitty and his whole team. To bring it in, it would, trust me, it's not an easy project. And then we're going to talk a little bit in this section about they're building a monument, a tribute to the Gold Star families. Now, I just will say this. I know several Gold Star families. And while perhaps I've been home for 54 years from the war, so there's guys that came home with me and gals, nurses, right? And but there's guys and gals that didn't, nurses. And every Christmas, I know this one family, they still, every meal, they set a place.
Wow.
They never forget.
Yep.
So, I was on the phone, not to take your time, Smitty. I was on the phone with a retired Marine gunnery sergeant, and 32 years in that man's Marine Corps. And it was Memorial Day, and we sobbed because we both, he's a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy anymore. But when you think back, maybe it's, and I said this before, I think when we were kids and we were running, we had families and we had jobs and blah, blah, blah. We didn't think about it as much.
Yeah.
But now that we're retired and we have time, I must tell you, these thoughts come back. Thoughts that are 50 plus years old. Some good. Some, we had some funny times, good The camaraderie, I have never, the closest I've come to that kind of camaraderie was when I was with the police department. So, but you know, Smitty, the effort you put into this will pay back a hundredfold. I'm sure of it.
Well, I'm not looking for any payback other than acknowledge the families. Because like you say, Bill, you know, the soldier dies, the community rallies around paying tribute to the family. And then once the funeral is over, we go our separate ways. And I was actually inspired. I was in Fall River, Massachusetts, probably 2 or 3 years ago. And if you've ever been down there, Bill, or anybody who's listening, an unbelievable Veterans Memorial Park. I've not seen anything like that anywhere in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. They have a very large scaled version of the Vietnam Wall. They have a scaled version of the Marine Corps Memorial, the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima. And then there was one memorial that really caught my attention because I had never seen one before. And it was a Gold Star family memorial.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And I had never seen one before. So I started doing a little bit more research and finding a little bit more about it, only to realize it's the only one in the entire state of Massachusetts. So I said, we got to do this in Berkshire County. So yeah. I worked with a lot of the veterans agents and others, and I personally visited every single town in Berkshire County, nights and weekends, finding plaques near the town hall or veterans memorials. Yeah. And I started taking names off of the wars since World War I, which, as you know, is when Gold Stars were finally established. And while there's some duplication of names and some omission of names, unfortunately, because military records were lost many, many years ago, right now we have about 560 names from Berkshire County who made the ultimate sacrifice since World War I. So there's 560 families that I think about a quote that my father gave me after I found his best friend's gravesite. My father never knew where Smitty was buried. He was an only child. Parents had divorced. Military records were lost. And my father never was able to track it down. And there's a beautiful article that I share every Memorial Day with people. And I think you said get it as well, Bill, is that while there was only one William Smith to my father, there was thousands in the military. And in fact, I even discovered 30 William Smiths were killed at Iwo Jima alone.
Wow.
So it was hard to track this thing down. So I finally discovered it 62 years after he died. And I brought my father down there to pay a visit to his best friend. But the thing he told me on the way home has really stuck with me ever since. He says, while the wound is not fresh, the pain is still there.
Yeah.
62 years later. And that's how I view the veterans like yourself, the Gold Star families. While the wound is not fresh, you spend the rest of your life dealing with the pain. And I think this Gold Star Memorial is going to be a tribute to those 560 families. Sure. It'll be a tribute to folks like you, Bill, who lost good friends in combat. And it's it'll be a hallowed ground, a place of peace, hopefully in tranquility and solace, that we have not forgotten you. The funeral is over, but the community remembers you and honors you. And I think that's what it's really all about. So that's been a purely volunteer, private fundraising effort as well. And it's moving along beautifully. And on Saturday, September 20th, we're going to unveil and dedicate the Gold Star Family Memorial for Berkshire County. It's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. And I'm so honored to play a small part of this. But there again, I may have quarterbacked it, but we put together an all-star team to make this thing happen.
And you know, there's an old saying, and kind of reinforces what you just said about your dad and all that. You may leave the war, but the war never leaves you.
That's right.
And there's a guy who was like a second father to me, two of them. One was Jack Bresnahan, and Jack was associated with Patton. And Jack had a saying, and that was, I wouldn't wish my war experiences on my worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. I'm glad I had them because they made me a better person.
Yep.
And Bill Reddy, who was on the Intrepid when it got hit by kamikazes, we were watching the movie, and the movie came out about the Intrepid, and he said, change that channel. I don't want to see that. We said, but we want to see it. It's an important. He said, hey, I was in the original cast. I don't want to see it. And that's kind of how I am about war movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that, you know, I by no means was a superhero, but a lot of people were. Many of the people on that wall and many of the people that we are served today in Veterans Administration hospitals and Tunnels for Towers and Wounded Warrior and all these projects. Please support them. Please support them, because so many of the fellas and gals from now Vietnam, Afghanistan, Gulf War, I mean, it goes on, and now even now. So that's all I'm asking is that when you're at this wall, take a moment and say, how lucky am I? I'm still here.
Every day is a gift. Every day is a blessing.
Yep.
And Bill, you know, you're an honorable man. You're a humble man. But for folks who are listening, Bill Sturgeon won the Bronze Star. That's not just a passive award that is given. But if veterans don't bring their stories forward, which I wish they would more, and I think they're starting to do more, I want people to ask questions. And I want people to ask Bill Sturgeon about his experience. How did you win that Bronze Star? My uncle won the Bronze Star during the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. And it wasn't until he died that his sons, my cousins, were going through some, boxes of stuff to prepare for the funeral, that they discovered the Bronze Star and found a letter from General Patton to my uncle when he was awarded that Bronze Star. My uncle never talked about it. Veterans do the job that they were told to do. They didn't need to brag about it. They didn't need to show their hardware at every turn. And there were my uncle, I think he was 80, maybe 87 years old when he passed away. And his three adult sons never knew about that until he passed. So these are the stories that need to be shared. And these are the stories that I think the next generation needs to understand. And with everything going on in the world today, with Iran and Israel and Ukraine and Russia and everywhere else, I hope and pray every day, Bill, that we'll never have to add another gold star to a memorial in Berkshire County. Yep. Or add another name to a wall. But every day we should be grateful and appreciative of what folks like you did and the folks whose names are engraved permanently on a wall did for our behalf. And even people that we didn't even know who just did their job and made it happen. Years ago, I think I've told you the story, Bill, there was a special program called Operation Recognition that the state established. And I did this when I was a selectman back in the 90s. And we were able to award high school diplomas to veterans who dropped out of high school to go serve our country. And at that time, I was able to identify three from Lenox. One of them, sadly, had passed away. And I found these two other guys. One of them, Chucky Lorette, jumped at the chance. He lied about his age, dropped out of high school at age of 16, was the youngest Marine in Massachusetts at that time, and was shipped off and decorated in the Battle of Saipan, which, as you know, was one of the more difficult battles in the Pacific at that time. He died several years later. I went to his funeral, And in the casket was the diploma.
Oh, wow.
It was, excuse me, but it was the one thing that he missed but cherished till the day he died.
Right.
Of getting his high school diploma. So don't take it for granted. And the other gentleman, I won't tell you his name. He said, well, let me think about that. He says, I went on to a very successful career at General Electric in Pittsfield. I had 23 people working under me. Let me think about it. Call me next week. So I called him the week later and he said, Smitty, I appreciate the offer, but I think I'm going to say no right now. I said, what, why is that? He says, well, had a successful career, 23 people working for me at that time. I would be embarrassed to have them find out now that their boss never graduated high school. Right. And I said, Ted, I said, you are the example of what they should know about you, that through hard work, teamwork, yeah, and diligence, you can have a successful career. And he said, maybe next year, call me next year. 6 months later, he passed away. So that opportunity never came about for him. And that's why every day is a gift. Every day is a blessing. And every day is a story to be told. But we shouldn't be afraid to ask about the stories as well and get more details. And I think that's what this year for the veterans, in my opinion, between the 100 banners in Lenox.
Yeah.
Traveling wall to recognize the 27 Berkshire boys that got killed, to the 560 Gold Star families going to be dedicated in September. This is all about the stories that need to be shared. And the last thing I'll say, Bill, is I hope and pray that we would live in a world where we would still have Memorial Day and Veterans Days, but no veterans will be involved with it.
Yeah.
Because we live in a world of peace.
I can't agree with everything you said. I worry about my grandsons. I worry about other people's teenagers. And only because coming home to family and friends. I have to tell you this though about people. I may have told you. So I'm in a big box store with my shopping list given to me by the Polish princess and diligently going up and down the aisles getting stuff. And I had my Vietnam hat on, which I don't always wear, but it's around Memorial Day. And this lady, well, I don't know, I'm going to say late 30s, maybe 40s, that, oh, how dare you, and I don't know this lady from the freaking Man on the Moon. How dare you wear that hat and be proud of what you people did? Hmm. And I must tell you, I was taken aback. Hmm. And maybe years ago I would have responded differently, but I remember what a sergeant in the police academy told me, you can't have a legitimate discussion with a fool or a drunk. Now, I don't think she was drinking. So I just went right on walking and she even had the, you don't have anything to say, or just kept right on walking. Yeah. You know, I got in a car. I was really proud of myself because I got a really short fuse. But here's again, July the 11th, time, Smitty, once again, for the dedication.
Yeah, it arrives on the 10th, but the, for the Gold Star? For the Vietnam?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Vietnam opening ceremony will be Friday, July 11th at 11 o'clock in the morning. It'll be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And then we're going to have a very brief closing ceremony on Sunday, the 13th at 3 o'clock, because we have to then disassemble it and get it loaded up for the next trip. But I would love to see hundreds, if not thousands, of people show up for that opening ceremony on the 11th to pay tribute to all you guys.
Well, and again, it's bring your children.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, history, patriotism, they're learned traits.
That's right.
And I have to thank my mother and father for marching us down to the 4th of July parade on Vacona Street. My father was a firefighter, marched in a parade. They organized it for years. And Memorial Day and Veterans Day wasn't an option. We were going. And it was the same. And please, the other piece is this. And I don't mean to preach, but vote. I don't care who you vote for.
Right.
But vote, because I can, again, my saintly mother walking the three of us holding our hands right down to St. Charles School, squeezing in that voting thing and voting. I get very frustrated with people say, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
You don't have the time. Then don't complain.
It goes back to Bill, what we said earlier about, are you telling me the problem or are you offering a solution?
Yeah.
So we can talk about the problem, but part of the solution is voting.
That's
now,
right.
You don't always win, but you're part of the solution if you exercise right. your right to vote. So it's all tied together. And, you know, here we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of America. You know, we're still babies on the world stage when you think about it. You know, we're still learning how to do things. That ability to vote, I tell you, is a powerful tool, man. And people should not take it for granted. And I agree with you, Bill. Anybody that says, oh, I don't have the time. There's early voting. There's absentee voting.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
12 to 14 hours on election day that the polls are open. I mean, my God, make time. Make time to do your part.
You know, I worked for a boss, what you were saying, I worked for a boss who had his name on one of those nameplates on his desk, you know, but it was on a swivel. And he would come in and you'd go, and he'd go like this, click. And you know what it said? If I need to do it myself, I don't need you.
That's a good point.
And, you know, don't have him flick that too many times. But going back, for those coming in, it's a nice tribute to us who are still here. But the real honor and glory should go to the names on that wall. Yeah. I mean, I'm an old man now. I got aches and pains. I don't even know where they're coming from. But you know what? I try not to complain too much because so many of them never got old enough to have aches and pains.
Well, as you know, Bill, there's over 58,000 names on that wall. And you think about the Berkshires, there's 125,000 total people that live in Berkshire County. There's 58,000 plus names on that wall. Behind every name is a family. Behind every name is a story. And behind every name is a missed opportunity to do things in life that, you know, whether they volunteered or they were drafted, they still did their part. And and sadly, you know, I keep going back to that 17-year-old. I mean, just think of yourself at 17 years of age, being grabbed out of your summer job and shipped out to 20,000 miles from here in the middle of a jungle to fight a war of people that you don't even know much about, but is what we did in America historically. Yeah. And I think that should never be taken for granted. So we're honoring them, but we're remembering you as well, Bill, and the hundreds, if not thousands, of people from the Berkshires who did their part as well.
And you know, when you stop and think about all this transpired, in all our lives, I mean, in all the Vietnam veterans' lives, I'm sure that there isn't a day that I wake up that I don't thank the good Lord for another day, because I'm no hero, I'm nothing, but I can tell you there were two nights in Vietnam, I never talk about them, there were two nights in Vietnam, I didn't think we'd see the morning sun. And so all I'm saying is, please, when you come, remember those that gave their all. And you know, it's a nice song, nice words, but please let it resonate just be quiet for a minute and say, what does that mean? He's gone.
Well,
but he was just here. How can gone.
You've been to Washington many times, Bill, and I have as well. And I think this is going to be very similar, where it's strange, but it's real. Is as you get closer to these memorials, especially the war memorials, and I experienced this in the World War II memorial, and I experienced it in Vietnam. The noise of the city, the noise of the neighborhood, the noise of your surroundings goes away. And it hasn't stopped.
No.
But it goes away. And that's a feeling that this is meaningful to you to have that experience.
Yeah.
And I'm believing and I'm hoping and I'm praying that people will come to Lenox on the 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th. And have that same experience, even not knowing a single name on that wall.
Yeah.
Just the magnitude of this thing is going to be so powerful.
Yeah.
You will leave with an experience that you have not experienced before. And I hope that's what the takeaway is for people. And then that maybe they'll get home on their computers, start doing their own homework, start doing their own research, starting to learn the other side of the story and have a better understanding of why we're doing these things and why we need to tip our cap to the old man now who's wearing a Vietnam veteran's hat or a World War II veteran's hat or a Korean War veteran's hat or a Gulf War
hat. Yeah.
We need to say thank you to these folks and especially to the ones who are forever 17, forever 25, forever 33, or whatever it may be, their lives stopped. We carried on, and we need to carry on in their memory of the life that we live.
And again, when just to make this comment, the average age, I believe the average age, so that's the middle, was 23.
Yeah.
Some of my friends that I was there with, they never saw 21. So, when they lowered the drinking age to 18, I thought to myself, you're a little late, but I'll take advantage of it. Smitty, again, thank you so much. The 11th, 12th, and 13th, if you want to help set it up, that's on the 10th. It's at the 65 High Street, correct?
Yep.
And bring your children that are old enough to understand kinda what it's like. Because I will tell you, but I have to tell you this, if you have babies and you bring, the bishop of the Diocese of Springfield calls babies crying in church or babies singing in church his angel choir. So if you want... the important thing is for you to get there, pay a tribute. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't have to look at every panel. You don't have to read every name. But at least show the respect and honor those who have fallen. It's not about us today, not about us Vietnam veterans or people that are still walking around the earth. It's about them who, bottom line, they gave their all and didn't ask for anything.
Yep.
So maybe I don't care what they say. You should have a future in politics. that's right. You had that. I thank you for coming out. We're going to do this again as the Gold Star monument gets closer.
Yeah, that's coming together beautifully, and I would be honored to come back on to help get the word out on that as well. But the Vietnam Wall is my priority right now, and it's going to be wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank your team, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you. And as I say this every day, and I mean it from my heart, and I know I get email from people who don't care for it, but God bless. I do believe in that. And today, let's take care of each other. Lift somebody up. Don't put somebody down.
Right.
Lift somebody up. Give them a call. Pat them on the back. Say thank you. That's a unique word. You never hear it today. But we're all in this together. We all need each other. That's all I'm going to say. God bless. Thanks, Mitty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.